come up with to try and get commuters to and from some areas of Lower Hutt. We go to him now to find out more about it. Morning to you, Christopher.
Yes, good morning.
Just explain to our listeners how your various destination pickup points work.
Well, the key is that when drivers are travelling along, they can see where people are wanting to go. So we've got signs that have got destinations on them. And at this point, we've just, to keep it simple, we've just got two destinations, which is the Hutt CBD and the Wellington CBD.
And might that spread to more?
Well, yes, depending on how it all works out. Obviously it can, but we just want to keep things simple and trial it, really.
Have you got an idea as to how many commuters are actually using it right now?
Well, I thought I was the only person who had ever offered lifts to people, but since I promoted the idea, a number of people have come forward to me and said, well, actually, I've been doing the same thing myself.
Is that right?
I mean, the idea came from my own experience when I used to drive into Wellington every day and I'd see people standing there. And one day I saw somebody I knew, so I picked them up. And there were other people waiting as well for a bus that was late or whatever. They got in the car, and so after that I started to offer lifts to people who I knew or didn't know on the way to work. And no one ever said, no, I'm not getting in the car with you. And I thought I was the only one, as I say, but people have come forward and said, actually, I've been doing it too.
And do the passengers pay the driver for the favour?
Well, they never paid me, but what I'm suggesting with the scheme is that people do make a gold coin donation, because I think that's fair, and I think that there's a bit of reciprocity, actually, is quite healthy.
You can't beat a bit of reciprocity, can you?
No.
Have you found any legal loopholes that need plugging up?
Well, no, it's an entirely voluntary scheme. It's no different, really, from providing a bus stop. I mean, people don't have to use the bus. They don't have to use our hitching posts.
So you'd like to think that this system will spread to other suburbs, indeed right around the country sometime.
Well, as far as I know, it hasn't been tried. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. I've had a lot of positive feedback. It'd be interesting to see whether people's good intentions are translated into action.
Well, that's right. I mean, the number of cars, I live out on the Kapiti Coast, and the number of vehicles that you see coming into Wellington with just one passenger in them, you think there's got to be a better way.
Well, absolutely. And I think the key is that people can see where people want to go. But if you see somebody hitching on the side of the road, you don't know whether they want to go to Upper Hutt or to Auckland, do you?
Yeah, unless they've got a sign.
But they've got a sign, and it gives people an opportunity.
Yeah.
And in theory, there's no reason why it won't work. But it's different as to whether or not it works in practice. Of course, the public transport system right now is very, very full. You can't really get a park at Petone Park and Drive or Waterloo. The car parks are absolutely full, so they're talking about needing more rolling stock, and you know they're talking about investing hundreds of millions of dollars in commuter rail services and so on. And in the meantime, we've got cars going in with one driver. So this is an opportunity to just test out whether there mightn't be a better way.
There doesn't seem to be, I've thought about it, there doesn't seem to be a downside to it, does there?
I don't think so. I mean, some people have been sceptical, but, you know, you never know unless you try it.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you see so many vehicles with just the one occupant in them, and, you know, we're hearing how we haven't seen the last of the oil hikes. We don't know that Transmetro or whoever can cope with the increased traffic that's there, and particularly at times like this when there is some industrial action, which is meaning that the rail services, they have been more or less halved, haven't they?
Well, it's good to have a number of different options for people. Because, as you say, if the trains are out for strikes, puts a lot of pressure on everything else. But if you've got a little bit more diversity in terms of people's options, then that must help.
Indeed. This story that I got it out of the Kapiti Observer. So the story actually rang a bell with the editorial people at the Kapiti Observer, and they took up on it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was even more widespread than that.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been saying to people, look, we've actually got the best public transport system you could ever design, with a peak time service running every 15 seconds, and it's called the private motor car.
Yeah.
And all we need is a system to match the car with the passenger. And that's what I hope these hitching posts will do.
I hope so indeed. All strength to you. Good luck with your scheme.
Well, you give me a call back in a couple of weeks' time, I might be able to give you an update, because this scheme will be operational by this time next week. The posts will be going in, and probably, you know, maybe a week or two after that, it'll be clear what the uptake is.
It'll be a good level of measuring, and we'll do that towards the end of the month. Thanks for your time.
2 to 3 weeks' time, we'll have a pretty clear idea as to whether or not there's an uptake.
We'll talk to you on the last Saturday of July. We've already put it in our diary to ring you back and find out how it's going to go, Christopher.
Fantastic.
Okay, thanks
for
your time.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Christopher Milne, a Lower Hutt City Councillor, so we, as I say, will be talking to him when we get to the end of the month just to find out how his system has gone and whether or not there is a good uptake for it. Into the next hour we go shortly, and we'll talk first up with William...